The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.
All right, last week with To Tell the Truth, Andy was the only one who got it right.
Yes,
right?
I'm 1-0.
Okay.
That's why he's loving the game so much.
Yeah, partly.
All right, so we have a stranger walking in the studio, right? Okay, we know it's a male. Mm-hmm. A stranger walking in the studio. They're going to tell us an amazing story. You have to decide, and we'll give our guesses as well, whether or not they're telling the truth or they're lying. You can text along at 92925. Okay, to start, let us know who you are. Introduce yourself.
My name is Sid Ahmed, and I hold the unofficial Canadian record for the most consecutive number of hours without sleep.
Okay, so if it's unofficial, like, who decided this? Just you?
I had applied to the Guinness Records. And currently we're just waiting. We're just waiting until I'm recognized for what I've done.
If you hold this unofficial record, what is the record? How long did you go?
I went 9 days, 10 hours, and 37 minutes.
9 days, hours, and 37 minutes.
No sleep. If you don't believe me, I know that people listening to the radio cannot see the bags under my eyes.
He looks pretty tired.
Yeah.
I look pretty tired.
Wait, did you just recently do this? Are you coming
up? I wish. I tried to recreate it. You know how they say magic only happens once? That's pretty much.
Yeah, my girlfriend says it all the time.
Oh, God.
She's a lucky woman.
But what was the record before you broke it?
Currently, the world record is 11 days.
11.
Straight.
Okay.
And the 11-day straight record was broken by this gentleman named Randy Gardner.
Okay.
He was a high school student from San Diego.
What did you do while you were awake for nearly 9.5 days? How did you spend that time?
It's crazy. So, it was not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I was in my med school. This was my fourth year of med school at McGill.
Right.
So, I was doing my clerkship. And what happens is, each shift that we have over there, at that time, I was spending 72 hours per shift.
Ooh.
Just so, do you guys want the full details? Do we have time for that?
No. Let's move on. I have a question. Did you gain weight? Because I can only imagine, number one, cortisol is like pumping through your body. It's not good for you to be up for
circadian
that many hours.
Systems
and
all over the place.
I can only imagine how much you ate if you're awake for that long, right? Like, what do you do when you're bored? Sometimes people eat.
So, I was constantly on the run.
Okay.
This was like consecutive shifts, 72 hours. And then we were supposed to finish. Then I had to do 72 hours more.
Did you die?
I am dead. Right,
you are.
you saw the light.
I saw the light.
Yeah. Do you remember the moment that you fell asleep? What was that moment like?
Awesome. So check it out. So by this time, all my friends know.
Mm-hmm.
By the weekend, all my friends know. My colleagues know. As soon as I went back home, oh my God, it was straight 13 and a half hours.
Bliss.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
I do that on a Saturday morning.
This is the problem. You can't live like a human being. These med students, these residency people, it's crazy.
Okay.
Last question. Did you have any crazy hallucinations?
Yes. After
4 days.
So oh
what did you hallucinate about?
I'll tell you the things that you feel, and I know you guys have experienced this too. When you do not sleep for a very long hours, you feel like some electrical, like, pulses running through
your nervous system's all messed up.
It's kind of like a high almost. You know, you feel
light. Yeah, you get manic. Some people get manic from lack of sleep.
They call it exhaustion high.
Yeah.
Imagine that exhaustion high kicking in full gear.
Okay. Wow.
You saw dragons, didn't you?
I did. That's how we have a Game of Thrones.
He says he has stayed awake longer than anybody in Canadian history. 9 days, 10 hours and 37 minutes to
that
be exact.
Correct.
Is he telling the truth or not?
I
we
want to
know what you think. You can
you
text us at 92925. We're going to take our guesses and we're going to reveal the truth as well.
Yeah, I don't know if this is more of a guess or she's just not impressed, but this texter says, that guy's got nothing on new mommies. I haven't slept in a year.
This guy says he did not. He would be dead.
Okay.
I kind of agree with you.
This person said he's telling the truth or he did a lot of research if he wasn't.
Yeah, he did have a lot of facts.
All right, it's time to take our guesses. I'm always so bad at this. Andy, do you want to go first?
I am going to go with no. You're not telling the truth. I can't see you being allowed to work at a hospital and have people's lives in your hands on no sleep for over 9 days.
Good point.
Mind you, this was an internship.
I don't care.
So he wasn't actually like doing surgeries or anything.
I wasn't.
Exactly.
I think that you're lying too. When you first came in, you're like, see these bags under my eyes? I'm like, yeah, I have bags under my eyes too, but I haven't been awake for 10 days. So I don't know that someone would be alive or sane or maybe become a doctor either if they've been awake for almost 10 days straight.
I thought this was an obvious choice, and I'm surprised you guys went no, because I think sure this guy's telling the truth.
You do.
First of all, you are crazy. I love it. And I know the hours. I have friends that did residencies, and you do not sleep, and I figure you probably got into a state of mind where you said to yourself, hey, I could actually... You know, that's let this ride and just do it. And I believe all the stories, the hallucinations.
It wasn't intentional, mind you, for the longest time.
Whatever, Sid. So Sam is saying you're telling the truth. Andy and I both think you're lying. Sid, will you please reveal the honest truth right now?
I did not break the unofficial
record.
Yes!
Yeah.
But you're a good man.
You're breaking my heart, man.
2-0 by Andy Man.
I finally won one.
Yes.
Have you ever stayed up a long time or
I
any?
Have. Okay. I have. In fact, yes, I have stayed up a long time. I did go to McGill. No, okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm working in clinical research. I'm working in neuroscience.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the amount of time I have stayed up, 4 days.
Okay, that's still
crazy.
Four days.
You either have done something close, if you think about it, back in university. It's not abnormal.
No, really? I have not done anything close to that.
Well, Sid, it was nice to meet you. You're a great liar.
Yep.
Thank you.
You made it.
I try.
Thanks for finally making me a winner on To Tell the Truth. Yeah. It does feel good.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
It was such a pleasure.
People are on the text line right now are like, I told you so.
I knew it.
Apparently, residents don't do more than 48-hour shifts, so that was the dead giveaway right there.
If we had only known.
Had we gone to med school, we wouldn't have known that.
Now you know.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
A bomb threat turned into being just somebody trying to use the washroom. This is so ridiculous. I know. I don't normally talk about like bathroom humor, but I was literally laughing out loud last night when I saw this. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So Wichita Police Department were called to Home Depot this week because a customer called 911 saying there is a bomb in here and you need to come right now, that there has been a bomb threat. They said that somebody repeated it 3 times in the bathroom, that somebody made a bomb threat, saying you need to leave the building. Everybody needs to get out. So everybody shows up. You know the deal. Ambulance, fire department, police officers all show up. Turned out.
Bomb squad.
Yeah. Bomb squad. Well, for real. Turned out it was actually just this man who thought he was making an hilarious joke in the washroom. And he said, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up. First of all, that's disgusting. Like knowing that he was saying that as he was using the washroom. And he said it was just like a polite warning to the other customers that were in the store. And there was no bomb. And police left and they didn't lay any charges.
A polite warning that he yelled 3 times.
Yeah. I know. Don't you have like an uncle who would do this though? Like somebody? Don't you know the type of person who would do that?
I'd say my dad might.
Your dad might
he
do
might
it?
Be the type
think
of guy.
That's funny?
Well, you know, I think it's funny too. I think it's funny that he was calling out. He was commentating what was going on in the washroom.
That's
he
disgusting.
Was calling his shot. It's disgusting. I'm not saying it's not, but it's really funny. Like, here comes the big one.
First of all, who uses facilities at a Home Depot? I feel like no good story ever comes out of a bathroom at a Home Depot or a Walmart
You don't use public bathrooms?
Not in those department stores. No. Save it for your home.
Well, like, he might have had a questionable lunch. You don't know his circumstances.
So probably a lot of like construction workers going in there. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, better than the porta potties on the construction sites.
True.
But I can't tell you how many times I have to refrain myself from making jokes or attempting humor when in public areas like at airports or on buses, because you think to yourself how your words can be misconstrued. Like at an airport, you know, there's a lot of nervous energy, and sometimes I feel like just sort of making a joke to my friend. And before I do, I have to like, you know, reiterate it in my mind and say, okay, you know what, I can't say that because if an airport security overhears me, he could misinterpret it.
An airport is not the place to break the tension. Yeah. Just leave the tension.
Okay. First of all, it's not surprising to me that you struggle with this. Second of all, isn't there a rule that you don't like talk in the men's washroom? Like I thought you weren't. I heard this years ago that you're supposed to talk to each other while you're in the washroom.
There is an unwritten rule, and sometimes if I'm the only person in the men's washroom and I happen to be in the stall and I hear somebody come in, I like to break the tension, like Sam says, and I'll just kind of say, "How's it going?"
Really?
If you know somebody, yeah, just to see if they'll talk back to you.
Pretend you're having a conversation on the phone and see if the person responds. But it sounds like this guy was just sort of making an announcement or talking to himself.
He said he was a friendly warning. He just like wanted to warn everybody in the washroom, like, get ready. And he ended up with the bomb squad in Home Depot.
It's happening.
No good story started in a Home Depot bathroom, so I'm not surprised.
Well, this one did.
He's famous now. Lucky for him, they didn't charge him for anything.
Yeah, seriously.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. When it comes to etiquette and when it comes to chivalry, do you guys feel a little confused right now, this day and age, because things have changed so much?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, me neither. We've both been with our girlfriends, our wives, for a long enough time now that we've kind of fallen into that comfortableness where we know what they like and what they expect and, you know, what they appreciate.
Where you're not chivalrous at all is what you mean.
Exactly, what they expect, yeah. Get your own door.
Less is more.
Okay, so chivalry is important not only in your relationship, but in general, right? Like, when you consider back in the 1950s and 1960s, like, all men treated women a very specific way, whether they're dating them or married to them or not, right? Yeah. So I reached out to an etiquette expert. I thought this was perfect timing with Valentine's Day yesterday. And maybe people were out on a date thinking, I wish he would have done that, or I wish I would have seen this happen.
If we drop the ball this year, there's always next year to look forward to. So just remember.
I want to know
there's
if you
always
guys,
next year.
If you guys do these things. Number one on his list, his name is William Hansen, etiquette expert. And he said times have changed for the modern man and woman. So paying the bill. So of course, way back in the day, the rule was the man paid for everything. What do you think should happen now?
I don't know. I can only speak from personal experience. For Kelly and I, it's kind of like 50-50. If I get dinner tonight, she might get dinner the next time we go out. And it's, you know.
So if somebody just began dating, who should pay?
Whoever initiated, I think.
Yes.
That's what he said. Whoever initiates the first date pays, and then after that, you should be alternating back and forth. Okay?
Also, whoever makes more money. it does play a factor.
Okay, what about rising from your chair? Like, traditionally on a date, you know, whenever a woman would come in, all men would stand up around the table. Do you think that should still be happening?
I know that that's the etiquette rule, but I'd say that that's passé now.
Yeah, you don't see that anywhere now. Like, if I was to do that now, Kelly would be like,
what's the matter? Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Well, this etiquette expert said that you're right. Like, a lot of women don't expect it anymore. If there is someone in your life that expects it, you should still do it just to be polite. But he said the only rule is when a new person comes to the table at the beginning of the meal, everybody needs to stand up, regardless of if it's a man or a woman.
Sure, I guess you're greeting them,
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Fair enough.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Opening doors, yay or nay? Do we still have to open doors? Is that part of chivalry?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say the right thing here. The answer is a clear yes.
It's not quite a clear yes because it's changed in the way that now you're expected to open doors for everyone, men or women.
Right.
Right?
It's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah. At one time, it was only for the ladies. Phones on the table?
I know we shouldn't, but let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot more going on our phones sometimes than what's going on at the table. No?
Okay. William Hansen says, put it on silent and put it away, okay?
Okay, all right.
Posting about your date on social media.
No, who's doing that? I mean, it's a terrible date. If you're doing that, it's obviously the worst date ever.
I was just thinking about how I actually talk about my dates all the time on air. That's probably
just as bad.
Who should receive the bill? Who should receive the bill at the end of the night? Who should the waiter hand it to?
Oh, before they know who's going to pay it.
He should assume to hand it to the man, I think.
No, that's changed.
Oh.
That has always...
Put it in the middle.
That generally happens.
Let them fight over
it.
No. You're both wrong. Whenever I'm out with like a male friend, they always do hand it to the male. It's funny. But they say that whoever asks for the bill should receive the bill. So if the female asks for it, you give it to her. If the male asks for it, you give it
to
him.
Well, what if nobody asks?
A real gentleman will advise the waiter beforehand, give him his credit card so that there is no bill to be had. When the meal is done, you get up from the seat and you say it's taken care of.
Did you say a real gentleman?
A real gentleman.
Gentleman.
Have you ever done that?
I'm still working on
it.
Yeah, what do you know?
Because he wants her to pay half. So.
No, I just want to make sure that everything's on the bill properly because, you know, I don't want to get ripped off.
Those are the new rules for dating, for the modern man and woman, okay?
I like it.
Hope those helped out.
Fair rules.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.